The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Athlete mugged by the cruise operatives. Unsuccessfully, they kind of hit her on the head, got the first away for a minute. Bystanders tackled them, got the first back, and that's my allegory of them trying to take over the Eagle for them. She's going to be joining us, popping in the third hour today. We have Sandale and huge earth changes coming up in the next segment. I mean, I really cannot stress to you enough that, you know, I don't really cover earth changes, though I follow them. I never get into the Planet X, or I never get into all this stuff, but man, now all crazy. It's like National Geographic. There is a giant Kuiper Belt gas giant the size of Jupiter, you know, coming in, and the earthquakes and record levels, and just it's crazy. I don't know what's going on, but I know Stan Day predicted on the show last year. Can we look up the date when he was here? Because, I mean, I guess I never even asked you guys to do this. We could go find where he said next year is going to be just the most, you know, tectonic ever. And back then, California was that area of the plate from northern Mexico there in the Baja up into almost up to Seattle. That is all completely overdue. And now mainstream seismologists everywhere are saying the same thing. So that's coming up here in the next segment. You know, this came out a few days ago, but it's back in the news today. And I really want to do a piece where I look at Bono. And when I look at George Clooney and all these guys, because I've talked to a lot of big insiders in Hollywood. And I've actually been at parties before where some of these people have been there. And I mean exclusive parties where it's like 60 people, 20 people. And they are the most insulated, fake, intellectual, know-it-alls, pampered, but on a very short leash from the producers. And I don't want to bash people like Matt Damon and George Clooney and Alec Baldwin, who's been very useful to me, to quote Kim Jong Il in Team America. But what shocked me the last few years was talking to people, and they go, no. With Clooney, it's all an act. And with Matt Damon, it's all an act. And with Ben Affleck, it's all an act. And that behind the scenes, this is other big stars have told me this, they literally know about everything. Like Ashton Kutcher, I know, like is into the show and all the New World Order and all that stuff. We've had a lot of people on the show as well. But they get in big trouble when they come on or even send something out. They get threatened, you name it. Well, it's one thing, you know, be like most of the other stars, like Kurt Russell, who, you know, is obviously a patriot, knows what's going on. If you get asked a question, they go ahead and tell the truth or just don't say anything. But instead, these guys know about everything and have decided, Leonardo DiCaprio, you name it, to wallow with the establishment when they know it's all a giant fraud just for their careers. People go, well, yeah, that's how you climb ladders. That's how you brown nose. And I guess that's the separation right there. I'd rather go out and create my own media system and make films that are seen hundreds of millions of times and really interface with humanity and have a future for my progeny than just fly around in helicopters and have these weird, neurotic, anorexic wives. I've been out in L.A. a lot, folks. They are so depressed. It's horrible. It's horrible. But, again, they're just actors who play the part for the producers. And so you have people like Chris Carter, who's a listener and says he likes my work and the world government's a threat and I haven't gone out to meet him yet. He says he wants to and I want to too. But see, I'm kind of at that level where, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying being a liberty lover, see, is I'm not down there as an actor like one of these people who just gets up there and I guess acts again like they, you know, want a carbon tax to save the earth and the polar bears. I really care about humanity. And so the good news is I'm interfacing with the producers and the people that these folks like George Clooney work for. That's why George Clooney wants to be a director and a producer and has other people basically make his films and then, you know, he can be like the bigwig and pretend he has a brain. But the truth is he does have a brain. That's what's scary. These guys all know about this stuff. Brad Pitt has seen my films. He has seen the late, great Aaron Russo's film. And what does he do? He goes and grovels to the UN and his wife goes and joins it. And the CFR. I mean, like 10 years ago, or 11, 12 years ago, oh, Brad Pitt's waking up. Oh, really cool. Oh, yeah. Have these interactions. I'm not going to even get into it. It doesn't even matter. It's so stupid. I mean, I'm not into Billy Corgan because he's a big rock star or whatever. I'm into it because he's informed and knows what's going on and has the courage to speak out when they try to penalize him. It's not about worshiping celebrity.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Phyllis Schlafly, who Cruise operatives reportedly tried to take over her operation a few weeks ago, has only done one video since this happened, breaking down what happened that I know of. She's going to be joining us much exclusively, or first, here today, popping in the third hour. This is a big deal because, you know, Ted Cruz and the Republican Party say that, you know, popular voting never existed in primaries and that we've all made it up and that we're all insane. Well, maybe the Eagle Forum was never controlled by her, and it just belonged to Ted Cruz forever. Maybe he founded it 55 years ago. I mean, the TPP tells us that it's secret and runs our country now and that we're not allowed to see it. So, you know, the sky's the limit when you get to this level of con artist behavior. We're also going to be getting into more of what's happening in Hollywood and people like Bono, who for decades puts out the first iPod
for people with HIV, and then it turns out less than 1% of the money went to people. And then he does it for the UN and continues and sends less than 1% to actually help anybody. I mean, the best charities give like 85 to 90%. I get you have overhead. There's nothing wrong with that, with advertising and getting more money. But I want to really start focusing in, because here's George Clooney raising $15 million for Hillary and the DNC in just a few days, but then denounces money in politics a day later. And I know people that know Clooney and these other folks, and I've seen it for myself with some of these Hollywood stars. They're actors. When they get up on TV and call for carbon taxes and gun control, a bunch of them are actually libertarian patriots like Kurt Russell. They know what's going on. But they won't go public. It's like Jeff Bridges contacting me just to say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing, appreciate your courage, whatever, but doesn't go public. Or somebody like Kurt Russell comes out, well, I'm not liberal or conservative. I'm 1776. I don't like global government and the New World Order. Or Bruce Willis used to be a Republican until he saw my films. He told Rick Linklater, and I later had a chance to talk to him briefly, but, yeah, I'm not going to go public. The public's too dumb. You know, none of this is going anywhere, but, yeah, you're dead on with what you're saying. He told Vanity Fair, he said, there's a world government. Same folks that killed Kennedy are still running things today. I used to be a Republican, but now I realize both parties are controlled. Again, if they ever lose Hollywood, they lose everybody, because 80 to 90% of the propaganda is in movies and in fiction now. It's not even in news. We're winning the info war in the 10, 15% of people that get their information from the news, because they've been forced to just lie and lie and lie until the mainstream media and major Gallup polls and others has a 6 to 10% trust rate. The latest is 6%. We covered that. And there's other paradigms to the mainstream media. Our Earth, however it was created, however old it is, I don't go with a lot of the mainline Christian interpretations that are men's interpretations of the Bible, that the Earth is 6,000 years old. I don't go with mainline science that it's 4 or 5 billion years old and, you know, we only get hit by asteroids every 2 million years, because now they admit, because of Shoemaker-Levy research and what happened with that comet, that no, it's happening every 100,000 or so. And satellites show us giant craters all over the world that have just been filled in with water or filled in with trees, filled in with foliage. I don't know all the mysteries of the universe, but I know this. The ring of fire from the Pacific Ocean all the way around from Asia to the tip of Chile has triggered everywhere in the last decade but key plates off California and in California. And I've been listening to this fellow on Coast to Coast AM for, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years. I've read some of his work. He's really... We've had volcanologists on, we've had seismologists on, and they're all getting government funding. So they're very careful about what they say. But basically, everything I hear them saying now, I heard 5 years ago from Scandia. And if you go to the last interview we did, in fact, what was the name of it? Somebody search YouTube and find it, or search our database and find the date and find it on YouTube. I think we have the headlines on our computer in there. He was on about, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He's on intermittently. We should have him on more. He said specifically, watch 2016. Watch what's going to unfold. And the fact that it's so overdue in California that we're going to see just one of the biggest quakes ever there, and it could bring our economy into tailspin. He also talked about Yellowstone a decade ago and how it's rising and falling. Basically, everything he said, and quite frankly, even though he's well-spoken and a great guy and hasn't, you know, great, you know, curriculum vitae, I would just roll my eyes and say, okay, yeah. Because I don't get into the whole Earth changes thing, because you kind of think of this happens to somebody else. This happened to the Romans in Pompeii, or it happened in the Pacific in Krakatoa 100 years ago. And the last time he was on was over a year ago. Time flies. February 6, 2015. You pull that interview up, you can hear it for yourself, but the body of his work's there, the books he's written. He has predicted things more accurately than anybody I have read or talked to. Here's the headline. Volcanic expert, super eruption coming. And now you see what they're calling unprecedented eruptions, unprecedented geological activity, tectonic activity. Now the sun's cooled off. That affects our climate. Is that doing it? Is it the magnetic field? He's the expert, because he looks at all the studies. the full spectrum. So many experts at the university level just write their own little papers in their one little area and don't do the general research. Ecuador earthquake, death toll rises to 350. Channel 9, first alert. Could a supervolcano under Yellowstone National Park erupt soon? Aspen quakes. Halt Sony's senior plant may impact iPhone production. Ecuador quake. Survivors tell harrowing tales. The shaking continues. The most dangerous volcano in Mexico has erupted in spectacular fashion. I've got headlines that there's record volcanic activity. Should Northwest residents be worried about this week's back-to-back earthquakes? We're seeing record earthquakes since they started recording them accurately with seismographs over 100 years ago. Sharp shock hits Ecuador. It goes on and on. That's just some of the news. You've seen it everywhere. So finally, the mainstream media is paying attention. I hope that we've seen the worst of it. But the point is, we're floating around on crust that is on top of molten magma on a huge planetoid going 30-something thousand miles an hour through space. So when they say man-made climate change will arrest you if you disagree with it, of course there's climate change. It's always happening. Now they're saying the world has to stay the same or humans did it. So much ties into this. He's with us for the rest of the hour, 5 minutes to the next hour, standeo.com, and going over his bio. He held an above-top secret security clearance and worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project specializing in the development of advanced technology. Stan's diverse background encompasses computer programming, marine architecture, advanced propulsion engineering, biblical studies, and earthquake forecasting. And I'm not going to go over all the things that he's breaking down, but we're going to get into earthquakes with him right now. Pretty wild stuff. Stan Deo, great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me again, Alex. There's certainly a lot happening to talk about.
Well, everything you said over a year ago here, I thought it was 6 months ago, is basically now happening. Tell us what's happening from your research. What's coming next? Because obviously the government and people are going to play this now.
Well, there are probably good reasons for that. Not that I side with the Illuminists. they have their own agenda. But the scientific community is hamstrung. And if they weren't, they have the fear of causing a panic if they predict an earthquake or a volcano and it doesn't happen. And so they're put in between a rock and a hard place to tell the public. And now then, of course, they've got a White House muzzle on them, so they can't say anything. I have gotten information out that is not mainstream or is not even on the Internet from a couple of individuals who are involved inside USGS. And they have said that they've been making drivers, truck drivers, and technicians that are delivering stuff to USGS at Yellowstone, have been for the last 2 years, to not tell anybody about it and the number of seismometers that they're putting in and the fact that they're connected to a supercomputer. I think they've moved it from Texas now then to Utah to the new center. But there's a lot of effort being pointed at Yellowstone, and you can see the evidence of it in a lot of the video coming out of there that they're allowing to come out. And also last month, toward the end of the month, they closed down the whole network of size monitors, updating and changing and whatever, but we got no feeds at that time from them. And Yellowstone is only one part of our problem. There are other volcanoes around the planet that are starting to erupt. Even North Korea has asked us, the United States, for help with one that's about to erupt there, a big one. And the earthquakes, well, now, you know, in the last, 7, 8 days, we've seen a number of earthquakes. I'm just looking at it here on my map, which I sent to your producer. You can put it up. It shows the earthquakes over the last 2 weeks that are above a Richter 5.5. And you can see in that on the western side of the Pacific, the second row right image, if you want to click on that there. That's the one. Yeah, click on that. There you go. Now, the size of the circle indicates the magnitude. And over Japan, which is right over here on the left side of the Ring of Fire, you can see that they had not only a 6.3, but a 7.2 and a bunch of aftershocks in that area. And over in Ecuador, you can see they had a series of 7.9, a bunch of aftershocks. And in Guatemala, near Central America there, and over off the coast of Australia, up in Vanuatu.
All around the Ring of Fire, but North America didn't get hit.
Now that's the issue. I heard you talking about that before we went to the break. Now, The problem with this is that it's not only California, it's the whole West Coast that hasn't released. And we know that up near Oregon and Washington, in the Juan de Fuca plate, that little kind of reddish area outlined there.
Stay there. Stand over. Coming right back to you. You'll have the floor to break this down. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. You can see all these graphics for yourself.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
We're on a very active planet with a changing climate, changing tectonic forces. Shandeo, who's been accurately predicting earthquakes for decades and really been warning folks that we're building towards a huge crescendo. Now, word for word, what he said, I've seen in CBS News, you name it, scientists warn of the big one to hit California. And if you just joined us and you're a radio listener, he's showing from the USGS and other bodies, maps of the record level of very strong earthquakes the last few weeks. all around the Ring of Fire, where the big plates come together. But nothing hitting the northern area of North America or the southern area, that entire plate line. So fears of the big one as seven major earthquakes strike Pacific region in just 96 hours. But he was on a year ago talking about how it's weird that nothing's hitting the West Coast. Is something going on here? Is this being artificially manipulated and held back? I know they, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 98 told a press conference, it was in the Army Times, that they have tectonic weapons. But I don't want to go too far. Let's get back to what you were getting into just as we went to break, Mr. Deo. And this is a short segment, long segment coming up. You were getting into this plate, nothing's happening, and why that's so troubling.
Okay, all around the Ring of Fire over the last 57 years, there have been major releases of stresses that have been building up along the Ring of Fire, where these little red lines are here on the image I've got. Those are the edges of the tectonic plates. But scientists all over the world have noticed that there is a big gap in the northern hemisphere part of the Pacific Rim Plate that is not releasing the seismic tension that's building up. And that is north of California. The bottom part of it comes down to the northern part of California in the Juan de Fuca Plate. It is building up so that when it releases, it might release as much as a 9.2 Richter earthquake. Now, where it is situated, it would cause flooding down in California coast. It would cause tsunamis that would hit over into Japan. It would force a local tsunami to go maybe 160 miles up into Oregon through river valleys and things. It's a very precipitous situation, and that could then trigger the numerous faults that run parallel to the San Andreas plus the San Andreas and start breaking California up into islands. So I can understand why, you know, no one comes out and officially says this, because it would impact the economy of the United States and the world, for that matter, very negatively if the panic started. But they have been doing the right thing and saying, well, U.S. is saying, well, in the next 30 to 50 years, there's a 10% chance, or maybe a bit more, of a Richter 8 to 9 earthquake striking the northwest United States coastline. And they're trying to tell the people that think and look ahead, maybe you better do that. Maybe you better get prepared and get out of there, or at least be able to weather something like coming.
Sure, but you've been saying this for years, but now it's come out that a lot of top seismologists and volcanologists are afraid of having their funding cut. They're being told, don't panic the public. Plus, if, thank God, it doesn't happen, then they, quote, get discredited. But we saw the tsunami in Japan. We've seen the tsunamis before that kill hundreds of thousands in Asia. I mean, we're due for this. And a lot of seismologists, as you know, are saying they think it's a lot closer and is basically imminent. From your research and your sources, is it imminent? Is it 10 years off? What's really happening?
When you say imminent, if you mean this year, I don't know. There are certainly peculiar signals I'm getting in the research I've been doing. If you go back to my show images page, second row middle image, and click on that, you can see the first one I've published on the Internet here in a number of years, where I've been trying to find a way to predict the big earthquakes a day, two, 3 days before they happen.
And we see seismic forecast Japan. Beta test version. I know that's when George Norrie has you on a lot. You have been accurate, I'd say, about 80% of the time. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, and that was when I had access to the naval data at Monterey, California. When they changed over the programs and the satellites and everything, they didn't do that report to the public anymore.
And that's what scares me, is they're shutting all the data down.
Well, probably with good intent, because I'm a wild card. I'm not financed by anybody but me and the good Lord. And you know, I'll say what I think, and I'll report what I see. And so if they let me use official naval data and explain how I was doing it and predict massive quakes, if I predicted this massive quake somewhere, it would be the same as them saying it, and they don't want to panic. And they've got their own agenda for timing and release of the information. So I can understand. You know, I'm not mad, but I found another place to get some of the information I used to use from the Navy. If you look at this image you got there, that seismic forecasting, you see that yellow circle around the lower part of the island.
Yeah, we'll put that back up. Yes.
Okay. Well, now you can see that there's kind of green and pink, signals over the southern island of Japan. That's where we had those two big earthquakes on the outside of that circle, and it's moving upward on the islands of Japan. So There's more coming.
All right, we got a long 18-minute segment coming up. We're going to come back, give you the floor to really break down the numbers and where the most dangerous places in the world are, where you believe the next big ones are coming. But it doesn't matter if it's in Northern Europe. It doesn't matter where it is. Russia, Oklahoma, there's just earthquakes everywhere. We never had them.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, radio, radio. Here's a parallel because it ties into seismic activity. For some reason, you can search engine this. There are maps put out by universities showing power-generating nuclear reactors around the world. There's really about 600 of them, 400-plus that are used for industrial use for powering cities. Of course, there's a lot of other classified ones as well. I mean, the University of Texas has an old shutdown atomic reactor. I'm not a nuclear physicist, but I mean, they admit it's there. The smokestack down there in UT goes down to it. It's a steam stack. And they got another, one of the biggest research reactors in the world, is at the J.J. Pickle Center, and I tell people that and get emails saying, there's not reactors in Austin, you're making that up. You can go to UT's website and take a look, you know, see it. And by the way, we're on the Balcones fault line. There are 5 different extinct or dormant volcanoes that are the hills of Austin. In South Austin, about 2 miles from where I sit, it looks like a Star Trek episode or something. You know, it's beautiful, amazing. At a state park over there that's a volcano caldera that the park's in. And so I have some selfish questions for Stan Dale in a moment about we're seeing a lot of stuff happen. We're seeing a lot of things with the fault lines that are in the middle of the country. But I want to ask the question, why do they seem to build the reactors on fault lines? Well, is it that most of the population, 70% of the population lives on coastlines? Those tend to be fault lines where, you know, the tectonic plates are driving up land, so it's out of the ocean. I mean, I guess that's it. Maybe I've answered my own question, but why do you build them on fault lines? Why don't you build them, you know, out away from that and then have the power come in? We'll talk to Stan Deo, standeo.com, best-selling author, filmmaker, you name it, here in just a moment. So much more he covers. We're just getting into the situation with the earthquakes here because he has been proven. He knows what he's talking about. And so many times it is, you know, someone just out doing their own research that gets it right because the establishment just won't do their job. But before I go any further, it will end today because I don't want to sell out of it because it'll be over a month before we get more in. We came out with a very powerful nootropic a year ago. It's got 4.9 reviews at Power Reviews and other third-party sites. It's got the very best organic, healthy things that boost your brain that give me so much energy when I need it. It's just amazing. Good, clean energy. Brain Force, normally 25% off retail. It's now 25% off sales price. That's 45% off retail, $22. Believe me, comparable stuff is $60. And it's not even as good a formula. There's a lot of formulas out there. And then, quite frankly, we set out to have the very best and make it super affordable. InfoWarsLife.com. That will end, though, today. I said it ended yesterday, but I'm extending it because a lot of folks have asked us to extend it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force, the game changer of game changers, is back in stock. And now it's had another key acid compound that's very healthy added to it that aids in the upload of it. We're going to our guest here in just one moment. DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is the only one recognized by the FDA, I should add, as true BioPQQ. All the other stuff is not it, I'm just going to tell you. And it's like $45 a bottle for the fake stuff. Again, DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies and is extremely hard to secure. That's why we can talk about it, because it's a certified true nutraceutical. We can actually make claims with this. And again, just the amount in this bottle of real BioPQQ, folks, is $30 to $50 to $60 when it's the real thing. And this is a whole bunch of other stuff together. That's why it's so important, and it's a huge discount. We have products for $9.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. This is $134. Leading nutraceutical competitors are $300 to $500 to $600. That's just the markup. People go to doctors to get this because you have to actually have doctors involved to even be able to get it in civilian manufacturing. Even though it's not prescription, I want to explain that. It comes from the nutraceutical, from the actual pharmaceutical companies. This is from Mitsubishi America. Just the BioPQQ. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. CoQ10 are the highest quality source. Digestive enzymes, immune-boosting astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol, and more. InfoWarsLife.com. Read what it does to your mitochondrial structures, your engines, and your cells. Read what it is admitted to do with your DNA, with your telomeres. This is the only thing, BioPQQ, that they've proven. Okay? One dose of it's equivalent to 500 cartons of blueberries to get the same amount. This is the stuff that's in the comments, not of this world. They don't understand it. They know it's just, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. The Japanese have figured out how to make it. They've got the patents. Everything else, again, it's produced by Mitsubishi America right here. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X2 is a game changer as well. Get 10% off with AutoShip. You sign up for AutoShip. Get free shipping on orders of $50 and above. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, Stan, for the balance of the hour and 5 minutes next, thank you for holding, joining us here via video Skype from your offices. You got the floor. It's hard for me not to jump in here, but just give us your presentation, where you think this is going, what's going to happen, and what you were breaking down before we went to break.
Okay, let's address a couple of things. First of all, Fukushima is on that image I had your producer pull up there, the second row for the second image, and I'll be addressing that. Now, this image shows two yellow circles. The one on the bottom left over Japan shows a circle around areas that have little green and red flashes or hot spots that I found when I used the method I used to determine earthquakes in advance. Now, in that circle, there's kind of a dark area from the left side of the circle over to the right between these two colored areas, and that's seabed. That's ocean. And that island has been split up there by an old fault. Now, when they say in Kyushu that they're thinking the island may be split in half, there's good reason for that, because that colored discoloration line goes through Kyushu, which is outside the circle there, the lower left, and goes right on up into the circle area. So I suspect that we will see more disastrous splitting of Kyushu over the next couple years. In fact, over the next 6 to 7 years, I think we're going to see great increases in earthquake and volcanic activity. Now, go up that picture to the second yellow circle, and the top part of it is over a brightly colored area of all kinds of colors, and that's at Fukushima. Now, I don't know whether I'm seeing a massive quake building there as part of an aftershock to the 2011 Richter 9, or whether I'm seeing leakages of heat from the Fukushima situation, because in that yellow circle at the top of Japan there, or say in the middle, you see a large black area surrounded by little colorful rainbow things around the edge of it. And out in the ocean, you see two more of those that are smaller. And I'm wondering if what I'm seeing there is anomalous heating from the Fukushima reactor water dumping into the Pacific there. Now, that's enough on that. What I want to get back to is your statement about the why they build the reactors where they do on the fault lines. One of the things that's, well, necessary with a nuclear reactor is you've got to cool the rods to get the heat energy, to get steam, to produce power. And so you need to have a flow of low-temperature, clean water coming past and through your reactor. So they build them close to streams. Okay. The streams form in areas and depressions, basically, where there are fractures in the Earth's crust underneath, you know, little fault lines. Now, when you do that, of course, it's darned if you do, darned if you don't. When you cool a reactor, that's good. But when you're sitting near a fault line, that's bad. So they weighed, you know, the cost to the environment of, you know, chemical fuels and, you know, hydrocarbons and things versus doing it this way and solving it later. I don't know how they're going to solve the problem getting rid of all the nuclear waste, but that's that issue. Now, something that people may not, in fact, I'm pretty sure, aren't aware of, is there are new papers in physics, two or three of them coming out now, which are making the universe a lot younger. Not saying 6,000 years, but I'm saying a lot younger than we thought in terms of 15 billion years. And it's a simple thing. In physics, if you have, like, sound, and you speak in the air, and that sound will travel at 1,100 feet per second. And air is kind of light, you know, not very dense. But if you take that same sound and put it through solid bar of nickel, it'll travel at five times that speed, at 5,500 feet per second, roughly. Now, it says that the more dense the medium that carries the wave is, the faster the wave goes. Now, the Big Bang, remember how they're all talking about Hawking's and the rest of it. In the beginning, there was this little bitty tiny space in the middle of nothing, which was where all the universe was stored. And then there was, boom, the Big Bang, and it expanded out. Well, think about this. It was so incredibly dense. It was at least 30 million times, maybe more, dense than it is now.
It was going a lot faster at the beginning, so things are slowing down.
And so when you date the universe and you date rocks and things by radiometric methods, which depend on the speed of light being constant, they're all up the chute. You have to use an exponential curve and apply that to your figures. So I'm going to say I'm one of those nuts that agree with the Bible scholars saying, you know, 6,000 years. Well, they're talking about from the Garden of Eden. No, not for the whole age of the Earth. But the Earth, I'd say, is probably less than 50,000 years, maybe even less than that.
Well, Stan, let me just say this. I mean, I'm a Christian myself. I disagree with some of the Bible scholars' interpretation on things and then making a big fight with science, when so much of the Bible is proven by science. But mainline science, who isn't even debating us on this with Shoemaker, Levy, and the comments, they now admit, okay, we're not getting hit every few million years by big asteroids. We're getting hit every 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. They can now see the craters all over the Earth. It's mainline science, you're right, is now admitting that because of the way that they're dating things, because it was moving faster at the beginning. I mean, that's mainline science. You're right. Mainline supercomputers are now finding dark matter outside dimension that's much more energetic than even ours, saying we may be a side dimension, not actually, let's say, the most energy dominant. There's an outside energy field holding everything together. Top scientists say it's like we're a simulation in the mind of God. And so a lot of atheists, top mathematicians and others, are actually getting religion, and genetic engineers are getting religion as they look into things and see how designed it is. This didn't just come together like a Swiss watch out in the desert, as a lot of Christians point out. So I hear what you're saying. Clearly, they go, when you go to the Grand Canyon, they'll have a geologist go, over a billion years, the water cut through here. Well, I'm no hydrologist, but I live in Austin, Texas, where they admit that the canyons and things are formed because of underground rivers on the fault lines that are in Austin from the earthquakes. They even admit that there, and that exactly that's what forms a lot of these cliffs and streams. Isn't millions of years of the stream. There's a crack in the ground, underground rivers. That's what's cutting through, is the underground rivers and the seismic activity. But the thing is, real scientists admit that, but when they tell the public, they tell you it's 4 or 5 billion years, that's why the Grand Canyon did this. They're actually pushing an agenda when they actually, you talk to anybody, they go, no, evolution's not like they teach. Yeah, the Earth isn't like they teach. They've been teaching this. It looks like a lie on purpose. Do you agree with that, and what's the agenda?
Well, I agree with that, and the agenda is, I think it is a massive deception of the people of the world, to make them think there's a gradualism, you know, to everything, and it takes millions of years. And, you know, obviously the biblical tales couldn't be true because, you know, it took billions of years for man and Neanderthal and all this Homo sapiens and all the derivative things. So therefore, they don't want you to look at the history of Earth in the form of what's called catastrophism. Catastrophic things happen. And I'm telling you and your listeners here, Alex, believe me today, that the Garden of Eden was only back about 6,000 years. I found it. The Atlantis, I have found that. That was back only about 5,000 years. I know where it is today and how big it is, and I even found where the capital island is.
Well, Plato, they found almost everything Plato wrote about 2,300 years ago. He was a mainline historian, and he said it existed. And we'll have you back about all this, because I know there's a lot of ancient civilizations, things you have found, and others have found. They're having to admit this now. But specifically, was Plato right about Atlantis' location?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What was incorrect was what the translators, or the people who read the translations of Jowett, how they read where the Pillars of Hercules were. Because what they all talk about the Pillars of Hercules being where the gateway to Atlantis.
And the Masons are obsessed with the two pillars.
And who are? Oh, Masons, yeah, right, they are, Boaz and Joachim. Now, but it's in another part of Plato's account, it says that the Straits of Hercules, and the Straits is a small waterway that joins two great oceans. And I found the real Straits of Hercules, and they're on the border between Syria and Syria and Turkey. And I'll show this in a lecture I'm giving in July in Colorado Springs. But on my website, if you... there's just so much of this catastrophism that's important.
The point is, every ancient culture said that just suddenly it'd be dark for a year and huge explosions, and whether it was asteroids, volcanoes, every culture reports about just devastation and then just everybody disappearing.
Look, let me point you to something that explains that we have been hit recently by a large, huge meteor. You used to think that, I'm sure, that the Chicxulub meteor that made impact in the Yucatan Peninsula and the Gulf of Mexico, that was big. If you look on the first row, second image, click on that, you will see I've drawn a little red circle on the right hand side of the picture of the impact crater of Chicxulub. And on the left side of India, I have drawn the yellow circle representing the diameter of the Chicxulub impact. But the red one is the impact crater that just now trying to prove was a meteor, and I can prove it. It was 300 miles in diameter. It was 22 times the energy of the impact at Chicxulub. This broke the continents of Pangaea apart, and it was not 100 million years ago, as classical science says. It was less than 5,000 years ago. There were catastrophic things that happened and moved continents apart and shoved India up into the Himalayas. This is catastrophism. And it's not separated by, you know, millions and billions of years. So people cannot sit comfortably and think that we're not going to see in the next 6 or 7 years some serious tectonic occurrences. Look at the top right image, top row right image. This is from NASA. And it's an image showing the mass concentrations, the variations in gravity on the surface of the Earth. And they cannot explain why that purple and blue one over right at the base of India is short of mass. It's like there's a chunk taken out of the sub-Earth area there, you know, the mantle. And if you look over in the Atlantic, in the upper right, you'll see there is a raised area, in the middle of the Atlantic going up to Iceland. That area, move a bit further over to the right there on your screen. Yeah, that's the one. That area is over 2.3 million miles in area, and it was caused by the meteor that hit the east coast of India, over in that purple area, when India was stretched down there where it used to be. It went underneath Saudi Arabia and up into the Atlantic Ocean, pushing a lot of mass ahead of it, and formed the Atlantic Bulge and the Indian Ocean shortage of mass. That was a catastrophe that sank Atlantis. That was the catastrophe that caused the Great Flood of Noah. It is real, and people need to get into the catastrophic mode of history to understand it properly.
Well, I go back to Shoemaker Levy. That what was the year that happened? But the comet broke up, hit one of the big gas giants. I remember even seeing it on mainline TV. Yeah, Jupiter. And I had Shoemaker and his wife on, and then they died in a car wreck. And I've also had Levy on. But they had to admit, okay, you're right. It looks like we're getting hit by asteroids and stuff all the time, huge ones, on a more routine basis. I mean, what hit Russia, back at the turn of the last century? We know this stuff's going on because we can now watch other planets being pounded on a routine basis by giant asteroids and comets.
Yeah, I can see that. And we do have to admit the fact the even some of these things like the meteor that burst over that Russian town, Shibboleth or whatever it is, I forget the name of it exactly, but
Champotka or whatever?
Say again?
I'm going from memory. Champotka? What's the famous one that blew trees down for hundreds of square miles?
Well, Tunguska. Tunguska.
That's it. We can show
My
that.
Grandfather actually saw that come over the north of the United States before it exploded over Russia. It said it made a moaning sound like a cow moaning or something. It was huge.
Wow. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. That's all right. Look, there's so much to discuss. We're probably not going to get it all in this, this show. But I'm trying to be a digital Indiana Jones and to go and locate things with Google Earth and other data to tell the real history of Earth and the civilizations and the things I'm finding. Let me just tell you this right now. I've said this already, so it's not a big secret. Saudi Arabia, all of the Arabian Peninsula, is the major landmass of Atlantis. I found the fertile plain they're talking about. It's 110 miles wide by 330 miles long. It left a scar in the surface of the Earth, and I found that on NASA data. And the capital island of Atlantis is on the west or southwest coast of the Persian Gulf. There's three or four locations that might be it, but it's underneath water and sand and stuff. I think we found it. And I found over 1,700 stone artifacts left by the Atlanteans. I do believe that Noah lived in the Arabian Peninsula, was an Atlantean, per se, and that the flood was caused by the impact, and it did recede quicker in other parts of the Earth than it did in the Arabian Peninsula. That's why they have all that sand and stuff, 80 feet of mud and stuff in the Persian Gulf region that settled over a year's time. Anyway, there's just so much that I can't begin to tell you what I've been discovering. It's just, I looked at the Exodus. Where did it really happen? What happened? Where was Moses standing when he saw the real Mount Sinai over in Saudi Arabia? It's mind-blowing stuff. And I'm going to share that as best I can in July. Maybe I'll write a book if there's time. But things are happening so quick, I often wonder if I'm going to get it out in time.
Stan Deo, you're talking about things happening quick. It's gone from our inside sources talking about the elites going into bunkers, moving to New Zealand, to now it's all over the New York Times, RT, you name it, panicked elite, moving to these billion-dollar underground structures in Germany and places. Why are they running around like chickens with their heads cut off? Usually, they say, because of economic unrest. Lloyd's of London says it's the worst ever. I'm not trying to be a fearmonger. It's the establishment that's acting like it's the end of the world. And some people say, no, Alex, political stuff is the cover. the elites don't care about the people anymore because they know something big's coming.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I'm asking you, what do you think? Is it economic? Is it military? Or is it a mix of earth changes? I mean, why are they acting like they don't even care what we think?
Well, because, you know, all right, you're going to roll your eyes at this, but back in the late 40s, early 50s, mankind did make contact with off-world beings, with humanoids, several types. And when I worked for Dr. Teller, his organization down in Australia building anti-gravity craft, I got fed a lot of information about these alien critters. And they fit with the biblical concept of a war in the heavens coming down to earth. And it fits with Genesis 6 and Atlantis and all that.
I just know you've been accurate about the earthquakes, and you're a really smart guy, and the science you talk about I know fits with the real research out there. I know a lot of the elites and the occults are about worshiping fallen angels and things, and I know it talks about that in Noah's time, so I understand there's a context to that, and the media always makes fun of it, but the elites, their creation story, even the New York Times admitted a few years ago, was the movie Prometheus. And so, I mean, the elites don't believe in evolution, folks. When you actually talk to them, they believe we were planted here.
Yes. Yes.
What's that term, panspermia? Teleprompter free.
Panspermia, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and some of them think that we were planted by little microbes that were on dust and particles floating through the universe from other places that had life in it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, folks, give me...
Look, you know, any thinking person, any logical person can see that the incredible, intricate, interlocked systems of humans and animals and vegetation on this planet could not have happened from one spontaneous action.
A super ultra-advanced consciousness did it, God. And then I guess the Bible says the stuff we're dealing with is a bunch of fallen scum who's just a bunch of trash. I don't know how you describe it.
Yeah, I agree. And look, people think that, if God is perfect and you know, that, why do we have wars and this and that? But if you read in the Scripture, God is in the middle of a war in the heavens with a rebellion, and Satan is the leader of that rebellion. And, of course, the Masons are on his side, you know, Lucifer. And when you have two warring factions, if God, who is, you know, the creator of all the factions, says, look, I'm going to kill everything on the earth with a flood, and yet some survive, some giants and bits and pieces over in the Americas, whatever, survive, they say, well, that can't be right because God's not perfect. But God is in the middle of a war with Satan, who... He's so intelligent that he was the covering guard over the throne of God. So we're dealing with a war here of immense proportions off the planet and now on the planet. And I don't know any other way to say that. I know it sounds like Stanley.
Well, you know, I don't get into all this stuff, but here's the bottom line. I've studied the elite. I've snuck into Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. I've gotten material from Skull and Bones members exclusively here through Charlotte Iserby and others whose father was in it. They believe they are getting divine knowledge from off-world beings. I mean, you take Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, Darwin admitted in his full writings that he was channeled his evolution of the species and you know all the rest of it. And they were deep occultists, and they envisioned biometrics and computers and everything. They then built this modern world to control us. So if they're not getting it from the devil, which liberal media outlets make fun of me when I say this, but half the world supposedly believes in God and the devil, so why is it bad when we take it and put a modern context to it only for the reasons of debate?
It's not bad. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, we can't continue like we have been for generations where we just blindly accept what some guy, his interpretation of history is. I mean, you know that whoever survives the battles writes the history and is colored by their input, their psyche. Now we have to wake up. We have the internet. We have an increase in knowledge, like the Bible said, that is immense. Use that knowledge, study, to see what the truth is.
And all right, stay right there, back in 70 seconds, because I'm not going to take issue with it, but I want to get into the Mason issue, because there's a lot of different factions of the Masons. You're a smart guy. I want to get your take on that. Because I know most Masons, I wouldn't say, are working for the devil, but like I say, most Christians aren't, but there's obviously factions.